to know news. You guys remember, I think it was last week, still a lot of school closings, but I told you about that principal in Kentucky that, like, sings songs.
Yeah.
Well, he's back again, Alex, and I wonder if you're going to like this one or not.
Morning, families, how you been? I must tell you an unbelievable thing. Frigid, freezing, bitter, cold. Weatherman, he's saying wind chills drop. Up in this place, rub chapstick all over your face. School is closed, that's the case. Oh no. Back to bed, sleeping in. Many things that you could do. Maybe shower, who knows when. Why do that? You don't have to. Instagram, text a friend, grab a book, see how it ends.
Yeah.
What comes next? It depends. Doesn't really matter because it's feeling like a weekend.
Oh.
Is it gonna snow forever?
No.
Kids, I miss you every day.
Aww.
Coming back feels like never. You probably don't care anyway.
They don't.
But I'm really happy for you. That's why I'm here to say, sign up for a snow day, baby, and I'll write your name.
I love him. I love this man. I want to shake his hand. I want to just give him a big old kiss.
I want to go back to school. He's that good. A 70-year-old butcher in England named Chris recently needed something from his freezer at work, which was outside around a corner.
A severed head.
No. Maybe some meat. And while he was there, the wind blew the door shut. He couldn't get out, and no one could hear him calling for help.
That is like my biggest fear.
And it was 0 degrees inside, so he could have frozen to death in about 30 minutes. The freezer, though, did have an emergency release button on the inside that's supposed to let you out if you get locked.
Oh, good.
But it was, he actually had to use it before, but this time it wouldn't work because it was frozen solid. It was so cold.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Did he freeze to death?
Almost, but Chris decided his only way out was to bash it and break the ice. So he started looking around for something to hit it with and settled on
a turkey leg.
Something even better. A 3-pound blood sausage, also called black pudding.
Oh, yeah. Chris, give me some of that black pudding, baby.
Chris basically used it like a battering ram, and after a few hard whacks, it triggered the button to open the door, and he said it absolutely saved his life. So here, this guy is just beating his meat, trying to get out of there.
He's trying to beat his meat.
And it works. That's good stuff right there. do you ever wonder, because I've heard about these, obviously, like, what do they do when they translate movies to go over to other countries? Because it's big here in America, but it might go over to Japan or somewhere else. And do they keep the name? Because I know they have subtitles and they change it, but apparently they have to sometimes change it so it'll make sense over there. For example, these are some movies, and I think they're kind of funny. Adam Sandler's Anger Management movie was rebranded as New York Style Happy Therapy.
That's kind of funny.
American Pie the Reunion was changed to American Pie Pie Pie. Life of Pi was lengthened in an attempt to drum up interest to Life of Pi, 227 Days Adrift with a Tiger.
That's actually probably a better title.
What about this one? I think you'd like this one. Despicable Me. It was retitled as Phantom Thief Gru and the Moon Theft.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, I love it. The Moon Theft. Dude, one of my top five probably favorite animated movies of all time is Despicable Me.
I never saw this, but I think he was like in a fairy costume and all that. The Rock's Tooth Fairy movie was changed to The Fairy Fighter.
That works, yeah.
And I never saw this one. I'm surprised. It sounds like such a huge, successful film. But rapper Big Boi and Lil Wayne's golf comedy, Who's Your Caddy, needed to be changed because the pun wouldn't translate over there, I guess, in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, Who's Your Daddy, Who's Your Caddy? So they translated it to, We Are Hip Hop Golfers. I mean, I guess...
You know what? Straight into the point. They don't want any puns over there. They're like, we are a pun-free zone.
Now, Alex, I don't want to get into all your business, but have you been looking for any part-time work besides the show?
I have thought about, like, Ubering and things like that, just for fun, like, fun stories for the show, but I haven't done anything.
All right. Well, you might need to move for this, but we could always just pipe you in with, like, satellite or ISDN or something so you could still
FaceTime.
Do the show. Yeah. A grocery store chain in England just put out a job listing for a chicken nugget connoisseur.
Hire me.
They're looking for someone who will sit around. Okay, Alex can do that. Taste test nuggets.
I
Alex
literally
do
this without getting paid.
They also want you to taste other stuff, though. They want you to taste fish sticks.
I eat fish sticks every single day.
You love fish sticks?
I have fish sticks sometimes for lunch and dinner.
Oh my gosh, do you have any of that tartar sauce with the...
I don't do tartar sauce, no. I think you mean tartar sauce.
Whatever. And other frozen food items. They will help... What's so funny over there?
The
tartar sauce.
That's a fancy version.
Tartar sauce. It's a part-time gig, though. They're only going to give you about $35 a month in gift cards.
But, oh, that is BS. What? Do you know how hard it would be to be a chicken nugget taste tester? To first of all, not get burnt out. Second of all, not get too overweight so that you can't do it anymore. And third, like, you could... I mean, you're just putting, you know, a lot of junk in your body. And so you have to be able to be willing to sacrifice your body. And all you're going to give me is a $35 gift card? But that is a jip.
You already do it for free.
I know, but I don't eat as much as you would if you were a designated taste tester. Like, you would be eating a lot more than what I do. Because, you know, I'll go to Chick-fil-A or something or McDonald's, like, one time a day. But they're eating, like, multiple brands for multiple hours a day. That's a lot of fast food or, you know, junk food.
You don't think they're making them eat the whole serving, though. Just probably, like, a nugget or two, right? They don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, but think of all the chicken nuggets in the world.
That would be an amazing job, though. I really could go for some fish sticks right now.
Fish sticks. They're really good to eat. Fish sticks. They're a delicious treat. Fish sticks. Yum. Gimme. Let me have some.
Is that an original or a jingle from somebody?
It's a real song from somewhere, but I don't remember where I found that.
All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.